Hello, this is Salvan Governor and welcome to the podcast of Leadership Atoms. The last podcast I shared with you was on creating a sense of urgency, after which I received a voice message from a listener sharing a concern which may be legitimate and which may also be a concern of other listeners. Essentially, this listener said that creating a sense of urgency may create a sense of despondency or despair, because most people will focus so much on the catastrophe that would take place if they don't act with urgency on the goals so as to avoid the worst possible nightmare. And they would so much concentrate on this catastrophe that they would be too demotivated to act, and they may not act at all. This is a possible scenario. I agree that there are many people who will refuse to move forward because they are intimidated more by the challenges than being motivated by the opportunities. We do some things more as a matter of stimuli instead of a matter of urgency. For example, we eat food more as a matter of stimuli instead of as a matter of urgency. Now suppose you became gravely ill, you lost a lot of weight and you need to eat something, otherwise you will die. What do? You will eat. It's an important and urgent thing to do. If you refuse to eat, you will surely die. On the other hand, it would be foolish to focus on the catastrophe and overlook the opportunity. And more importantly, it would be foolish not to see that we can experience opportunity, we can experience success when we do just a little bit at a time. We will become pessimistic when we want to climb the proverbial Mount Everest with a single leap. Most times, achievement of milestones come by taking small steps, many small steps. Small steps have a great cumulative effect. It all adds up. The leadership item I want to share with you today is entitled "It All Adds Up." Let me illustrate it this way. A few retail outlets in South Africa have given their customers a free loyalty card. After every purchase you make, you may swipe that card to earn some reward points. The reward points add up and may go toward the payment of a product. I mostly use my reward card to fill fuel. Fuel in South Africa is now almost 15 rand per liter. I remember the first time I used my reward card, I received a paltry 1 rand 63 that included the bonus. The second time, my total came to just over 2 rand. Right now I have enough money in there to buy me 1 liter of petrol. When I started off, 1 rand 63 didn't seem like much compared to the exceedingly high price of fuel. But the more I filled and the more I was rewarded, I discovered that it all adds up. When you move toward your goals, no matter how intimidating they may seem, you must remember that every step, every little step in the direction of your goal adds up. Now, coming back to the concern that our listener raised, I want to say that although I empathize with that concern, taking incremental steps will add up. As you move toward your goal to avoid a foreseeable catastrophe, the decisive factor is the incremental steps. One swipe of the loyalty card at a time. Going for a leap can sometimes be discouraging and can sometimes create unmet expectations. You may not always be able to leap. Work on your little steps and watch with patience how they all add up, leading you toward opportunity and ultimately toward your goal. I look forward to sharing with you again in another week, but in the interim, send me a voice message should you want to participate in this podcast of Leadership Atoms. I look forward to your suggestions, your questions, or your concerns. Happy growing, and I'm looking forward to talking to you soon.